You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So today is World Refugee Day, and attention's being called back to how many people from war-torn countries we're letting into New Zealand. Protesters are gathering in Wellington right now to once again call on the government to double our refugee quota. They're targeting individual MPs because they want the quota issue to be a conscience vote in Parliament. Doing our bet campaigner Murdoch Stevens spoke to me about their gathering today, and I started by asking him about what the goal of the protest is.
We're protesting the government's inaction on refugees in New Zealand. So it's been 30 years since we've had an increase in the refugee quota. The government said they're going to do one, but they're like, let's do it in July 2018. So they said that a year ago. Basically, the national government doesn't care about refugees, and they're just trying to push the effort off onto other people. And so we're gathering out there to ask individual politicians to look at their own consciences and look at the issue and say, okay, I myself as an individual, as a candidate at this coming election, support doubling the quota. And we've had that from National Party MPs before. We've had a lot of support from the youth wing of the National Party. So it's not necessarily something that all the people in the party don't want to do. But really, this is focused on getting individual MPs out and sort of framing it around the conscience vote and conscience issue that is possible on this.
Do you think that if there were to be a conscience vote now, we'd see the quota to be doubled?
There was a poll last week and 24% of New Zealanders thought our quota was already 10,000 or more people for refugees. So there is some disinformation out there. But I think if we had a couple of months leeway heading into that, we would be able to easily get the numbers, you know, if voted on an individual level.
What do you think of the Green Party policy on refugees released today?
I think it's great. It's really good to see someone come out straight away and look at a very basic principle of doing our fair share. So instead of saying, oh no, we've got all these problems, what can we do, what can't we do, the Greens have said, okay, let's look at what other countries that we usually compare ourselves to are doing and let's match them. And then we'll figure out how to do this. So that's why they've spread it over 6 years, the intake, and that's why they've involved the churches and other community groups in sponsoring a portion of the 5,000 that would come in. So, I mean, that's all they're really doing. We're only matching Australia, Canada, Ireland. Yeah, we're doing slightly more than Donald Trump's USA is doing, but he's cut their numbers back significantly, and we're still doing much less than Scandinavian countries like Sweden and Norway.
You wouldn't have much left to do if this policy was enacted. It's well more than doubling our quota at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, we started this campaign back in 2013 on World Refugee Day, in fact, so 4 years ago to the day. With two asks, right? It's called Double the Quota, but our organization's called Doing Our Bit. So Double the Quota was sort of the pragmatic, short-term, immediate ask. We want you to double it immediately. And this was before Aylan Kurdi and the whole Syrian crisis had really kicked in. So we thought that would be a push, but we've seen so much goodwill from New Zealanders since then that, yeah, I'd be able to have a holiday. It'd be nice.
And going back to that, involving the community groups and churches in that program there, do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's worked really successfully in Canada. There's a couple of things that they have to do that the Canadian Refugee Council says has to happen for that to be a success. So the first one is it's got to be additional to a fair refugee quota, like the one the Greens announced today. It can't just be the privatisation of it. And the second one is community groups need the ability to name people. So I've had a lot of people get in touch with me over the last 4 years. You know, people who have visited, say, Nepal was one example I remember, and they'd met a Syrian family there that they wanted to help bring to New Zealand, and there was no way for them to do that. If there's a community sponsorship system where you can say, I want to sponsor this particular family in Nepal, and it's additional to the quota, we think that would work really well. But we're very, well, I'm pretty concerned about the national government's approach to this. So they've got a trial of just 25 people happening sometime in about a year. Just 25 people. And they haven't really announced anything about whether you'll be able to name the people, whether it'll actually be additional or just a privatization, putting it into the community's hands. And, I mean, frankly, I don't trust the national government on this. Their history of it is to, you know, to not do their fair share and to foist this on communities. So I'd be worried about them.
In terms of who you're going to have speaking at the protest today, there's a Syrian refugee up as well. What do refugees kind of, how do they look at our quota at the moment, if they're living in New Zealand as well?
with a mix of feelings, right? Like, if this was me and I was getting refuge somewhere else, you're going to be eternally grateful to the people who have given that to you. And sometimes that's reflected in terms of being grateful to the government and to the current quota system, and sometimes it's reflected in being grateful to all the people who have pushed for an increase. So Karam Shah, who will be speaking today, has been pretty bold in the past, talking about needing to go well beyond doubling the quota to do our fair share, but at the same time being really magnanimous about how happy he is to be here. So he and 10 other Syrian refugees who have come since those protests about 2 years ago are going to be giving out roses to members of the crowd and to MPs who sign up for the pledge to double the quota to say thank you for having us here in this country and for giving us safety.
And just coming around full circle as well, private members' bill to double the quota is in the ballot at the moment. If that were to be pulled, where would you be campaigning for that to be a conscience vote rather than a party politic vote?
Yeah, you know, I think it would pass as a conscience vote. I mean, National isn't a majority government as well, so we need to remember that. They've got, 58 or 59 seats? So we have government support parties backing us on this as well, the United Future Party, and there's been some positive words from the Māori Party as well. So we think if it was a conscience vote and MPs weren't beholden to the whips of the party, then, yeah, I think it would easily pass.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.